אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. It is still not known whether Prime Minister Netanyahu will proceed with annexation of any part of the West Bank on Wednesday as he has been proposing. Last Thursday, a senior White House official said that the White House has not yet made a final decision after a three-day round of talks about whether to back Netanyahu's plan. Netanyahu has said he wants to annex the 132 West Bank settlements and the Jordan Valley, the territory allocated to Israel under the Trump administration's Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. The current thinking is that he will move forward with unilaterally annexing Gush Etzion, Ma'ale Adumim, and possibly Ariel, major Jewish settlement blocks, the first of which was part of the Jewish Yishuv until it was lost in the 1948 War of Independence. Mossad chief Yossi Cohen recently visited Jordan, where he met with the country's King Abdullah II. Jordan has threatened to abrogate or downgrade its 1994 peace treaty with Israel if the annexation goes ahead, and Abdullah has stopped accepting phone calls from Prime Minister Netanyahu. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas refused to accept a phone call this week to discuss the Trump plan from US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. CIA representatives met with Palestinian officials this week in Ramallah in a bid to convince them to open dialogue with the White House about President Trump's peace plan, but were unsuccessful. The PA last night repeated its threat to gather weapons from its security forces and turn them over to the IDF if Israel moves forward with annexation. Palestinian officials described the move as Judgment Day weapon, saying, "We will bring the weapons and ammunition in trucks to the headquarters at Bet El if there's annexation. We've already prepared lists of all the weapons. Israel will be responsible for the security in the West Bank." More than 1,000 lawmakers from 25 European countries, including some friendly towards Israel, such as Germany and Hungary, on Tuesday signed a statement against Israel's planned annexation of parts of the West Bank and threatened repercussions if Israel proceeds. A 19-year-old woman died yesterday of COVID-19, putting Israel's death toll at 315. It has since risen to 317. The young woman suffered from pre-existing medical conditions and succumbed to the disease at Hadassah Ein Kerem Medical Center in Jerusalem several days after she was first hospitalized. She is Israel's youngest fatality so far. Previously, a 26-year-old man who died 2 weeks ago from a rare complication of COVID-19 was Israel's youngest victim. 5 people, all aged 80 and over, died of the virus last week. There is a rising trend in infection rates here, with recent days showing 400 to 500 new patients a day on average, numbers not seen since early April. 2,135 were infected this past week, more than the total number for all of May. The coronavirus cabinet on Monday instructed the healthcare system to prepare hospitals around the country for an additional 2,000 coronavirus patients who will need ventilators. Ministers also decided to raise the fine for failure to wear masks in public from 200 shekel to 500 shekel. They voted to form a national enforcement directory to oversee, instruct and coordinate various enforcement bodies and said they would seek to strengthen local authorities' enforcement personnel throughout the country. Major General Tamir Heyman, the head of the IDF military intelligence, and a number of other senior intelligence commanders have entered quarantine after being in proximity last week to an IDF officer who tested positive for the coronavirus. Travellers from Israel are among those who won't be permitted to enter European Union member states as borders partially reopen. The French Daily Le Monde said that Israel is among the countries considered to be in a more serious situation than the majority of European nations regarding coronavirus infection rates, and therefore travellers from those countries will not be allowed into the bloc. Visitors from Australia will be welcomed. Earlier this month, an Israeli airliner became the first commercial flight to land in East Cyprus as the country lifted an 11-week ban on flights. However, Israel has since seen a surge in virus infections. Fashion chain Fox announced on Friday it will forfeit an estimated 13 to 18 million shekels in promised emergency government aid after the clothing retailer met intense public backlash for its decision to award 49 million shekels in dividends to shareholders. Fox Group CEO Harel Wiesel said the fashion giant had seen a significant increase in activity since stores reopened, justifying the dividends. For this reason, Fox Group will renounce all government grants. Politicians from across the political spectrum had expressed outrage at Fox's dividend plan. Economy Minister Amir Peretz of Labour described it as swinish capitalism at its most brazen. After bringing back hundreds of workers on a part-time basis only, he is paid from the state coffers and takes tens of millions into his own pocket. Before Fox announced it would not take the government aid, Labour MK Merav Michaeli sent a letter to Finance Minister Israel Katz demanding that he freeze all grants to Fox and set conditions to receive the aid. Border police on Wednesday released security footage from a car ramming attack in the West Bank on Tuesday after accusations that Israeli forces shot and killed the assailant without reason. The video clearly shows Ahmed Mustafa Erekat approaching a checkpoint in Abu Dis before abruptly accelerating and turning towards a group of police. The car then rams into a female officer who is knocked into the air before colliding with a booth and coming to a stop. Erekat was shot dead as he fled on foot from the scene. Last night, over 1,000 people took part in a protest outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem, a day after several demonstrators were arrested there during a protest. Demonstrations against Netanyahu were also held on hundreds of bridges across the country. The demonstrators called Netanyahu Crime Minister in reference to his indictment on corruption charges and also called for the release of Amir Haskel, a former Air Force general who was arrested on Friday outside the Prime Minister's residence. Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi joined the call for the immediate release of the former Air General, saying that Brigadier General Amir Haskel paid the full price in his life and work, gaining the right and duty to say his opinions, express objection and to protest. Ashkenazi called the arrest a badge of shame for democracy in Israel. Police said that Haskel refused to conditional release and therefore remained in custody. He was arrested on suspicion of disturbing the peace. Israel's sun-drenched skies dimmed partially last Sunday morning with a rare ring of fire solar eclipse sweeping across Africa and Asia as the moon slid between the earth and the sun in the first annular eclipse in years. Israelis were treated to only a partial eclipse, with the moon covering 40% of the sun just before 8:30 a.m. The eclipse arrived on the Northern Hemisphere's longest day of the year, the summer solstice, when the Earth's north pole is tilted most directly towards the sun. The next annular eclipse, visible from Israel, will occur in 2027, but the one after that will only be in 2180. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.